Welcome to Bodcast, the Business of Dentistry podcast, brought to you by Practice Plan. Bodcast delivers the best business advice, real-life stories, and practical hints and tips to make your practice a more profitable and sustainable business. And now, here's your host.
Zoe, Era Sales Manager Practice Plan, and welcome to today's edition of Podcast. Today I've got Lisa Bainham with me from the Old Surgery Dental Practice and also President of ADAM. Hi Lisa.
Hi Zoe.
Can you just introduce yourself and tell me a little bit about your background, Lisa?
I've been a practice manager now for nearly 20 years. We started off quite a small practice and have built it up to a really large practice over the last, nearly 20 years. We started at NHS, and after I think it was 6 years, we moved to Practice Plan, just because that was the direction, and we weren't comfortable working within the NHS at that point, and just wanted to do things differently for our patients and the team.
Okay. Really. Thank you very much. Well, today we're going to talk about appointment books. That sounds quite dull, really, but it's
not old school.
It does. But even today, we get asked about it a lot. You know, how do we zone? Is it good to zone? How do we go about it? So obviously, you've got tried and tested ways, I would imagine.
Yes.
So if you can start by sort of telling me about what you do at your practice.
Okay, so we've got quite a large appointment book. We have 6 diaries open. Each day. So we have 6 different mixture of dentists, specialists, hygienists, TCO book. And we found it was really important quite early on that because we are a mixed practice, we have a children's exempt contract with the NHS as well. We wanted to just be in control of it more. We wanted to know what was coming in, when, and I think for the dentist's sanity and just the ease of working, it was just really important to try and get that flowing really efficiently. So we wanted to have children zones, we wanted long appointment zones, a time when we saw new patients, which was combined with the treatment coordinator taking them through, again, going through the patient journey in a really nice way. And the only way you can do that is by controlling who's coming in at what time.
So how do you decide what was the best time? So obviously you and I probably know that no one wants to do an endo on a 4 o'clock on a Friday tea time. For us that sort of makes sense. But as a practice, did you sort of have a discussion around that, what your different associates thought?
Yeah. And you can normally get some advice from any software companies that you use. Obviously there's lots of different ones out there, but we spoke to them about what they do, what other people do, and what's worked and what hasn't. Do we do online booking? There was just lots of things to juggle. And it did take a little bit of an adjustment, and it can vary a tiny bit with each dentist, but providing the basics are there. For example, we see children on a Monday after school, and we also hold children's days. Mm-hmm. So we try and see nearly all our children, and we have a children's day dedicated every school holiday, and we make it a fun day so everyone dresses up and things like that. And it's so much better for the patients as well, because mums and dads haven't got to get, son or daughter from school, rush across town, turn up late. And then obviously seeing all our, private patients as well, and we're trying to create a really nice environment for them. Children can sometimes bring with them a little bit of chaos.
A little bit.
Yeah.
A lot in my experience. We have some practices that haven't even started to sort of diary zone or anything, because they think it's sort of a task that's too big for them. And they often look for pointers of where to start. Where did you guys start? Did you sort of introduce a little bit first and then sort of gather momentum on that?
Just start basic and then you start to narrow down and see what works. So for example, we have a really small NHS contract. So we wanted to know when we were seeing NHS patients and private patients. So for example, we have what we call an NHS day on Monday.
Okay.
You do need to bear in mind, sometimes as part of an NHS contract, the terms and conditions are that it's accessible.
At all times,
So you do have to bear some of those things in mind, but providing you're giving a really good service. Mm-hmm. People, I think, benefit from it as well.
What do you think the team benefits from it?
Just knowing what's coming in, knowing what to expect.
Okay.
And as far as patients go, if someone needs to come back for an hour and a half appointment, that's really hard when you've got a diary scattered. You've perhaps got 2 hour and a half appointments available in a couple of weeks, but because you've got 2 10-minute appointments bang in the middle of them, that patient then has got to wait another week, for example. So it's just the team feel better about it, and the dentists especially, they really feel calmer. They're not flicking the switch of trying to juggle seeing a child and then having to do a really complex treatment options appointment with the patient. So it just kind of keeps their sanity, which if the dentists are happy, then the team
And I think from an organisation point of view, especially if you're nursing, you sort of know what kit you're going to need, what equipment, you know what's coming next almost. Mm. You know, your day isn't so all over the place.
Yes.
You've generally got a look, you know, you've got the heads up of what that day is going to look like.
Yeah, and that works for people, you know, with in decon as well, you know, trying to run a decontamination room. We're quite lucky, we've got a full-time person in there. But I know some practices, their nurses process the instruments. So that again is something to consider. You know, you might be able to have less staff if you've got your zones, and your zones are allowing for your nurse to go and decontaminate the instruments at the end of the session or in between. It does benefit the whole team.
Yeah, so I suppose what you're saying, if you've got a long treatment session, where you've probably only got 4 patients booked in the whole afternoon, you're likely to just need a purely, totally decon nurse for that. So I know what you're saying, so you can sort of manage it differently.
Yes, totally. And it just gives you the control rather than you're looking at your book and going, what's coming at me today?
Yeah. Do you find that, you know, reception team sort of adapt to that quite quickly?
It can pose its own problems. You need to be really clear with the team.
Quite disciplined, I suppose.
Very disciplined. And you do need to keep monitoring it, definitely, because, you know, you do sometimes have a receptionist that decides. When you've got a patient in front of you, as you know, and the pressure's on, you've got to get them in, and they want to come in. I had one the other day. I want to come. I can't do a Monday, Wednesday, or a Friday. And I can only do mornings. Well, we do a late night on a Thursday, 1:30 till 7. Okay. So I'm going, and it needed to be between 10 and 12.
Okay.
So I'm going, so that's a Tuesday between 10 and 12.
So not many options left there then.
She was coming with her husband.
Yeah.
So I needed to get 2 examinations combined with 2 hygienist visits at the same time. Wow. And I just said, do you know what? You need to give me a bit more here.
Yeah, more flex.
So you need to be disciplined with your team. And what we put in place was, if you book something out of zone, and our computer system flags up that this patient type does not belong in this certain area, you can override it. But if they pop somebody in out of zone, then they have to do an exception report.
So it's like a justification of the reasoning behind that.
Yes, because especially if you're juggling NHS and private, and you know, from like a practice plan point of view, we know what our hourly rates are, what we need in the chairs at that time. Likewise, we know how many UDAs we need to be targeting each day. So if you start putting private patients in NHS times and NHS patients in private times,
mixes all
your
that
hourly rates are going to go. So you need to look at it from a business point of view, definitely as well.
I suppose it's just about being very clear, if you get any new recruits, that they understand that system quite well and understand the, you know, what happens if you do sort of go against that sort of.
I think, you know, most experienced receptionists, which, you know, you should have experienced receptionists, it's using your common sense. They need to understand why you're doing it and what can go wrong if they don't do it.
Yeah.
You know, you need to bend a little bit. For example, I had a patient come in the other day, and this patient, really, we should have been seeing him on a Monday. But she explained to me that he's severely autistic and has started a job.
Mm-hmm.
And in his head, he can't take time off for things like this, because it really sends him into, you know, turmoil.
Yeah.
So I said, well, when would be a better time? Well, when it's quieter and after work. So I put him in late night on a Thursday, but I just did a little note and said, look, this needs to happen then because of this.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're not, you need to be sensible. And for me, that was perfectly acceptable. And I explained to the dentist, you know, this young boy's coming in then, he's never been a problem patient, but for his mental state of mind, we need to see him out of zone.
Yeah, and we're not robots. We've got to have exceptions out of the rule, haven't you? And I think, as human beings, we've got to relate to that. And I think, most clinicians will understand the reasoning behind that. We do go to a lot of practices here, but thinking about diary zoning and, what will the benefits be? And I think that sometimes that, they want to see them almost instant. But I think sometimes the planning for it even just to start the process, just been so daunting. They say, well, shall we do it 6 months in advance? Is there a particular best time to start this?
It does take time, especially if you've got really busy diaries. We've just adjusted one of our dentists wanted some admin time, and the other dentist wanted it at a different time. So we've made the adjustments to the software. It's not going to be really effective for probably 3 months, because when we have a patient come in, we generally, I'd say 90% of the time, book them ahead for 6 months. Mm-hmm. So you do need to really make sure that any holidays that dentists are taking, everything's in there.
Yeah.
But yeah, it does take a little bit of time, but the dentists need to understand that you're not going to be cancelling patients. It's really important not to cancel patients just because you're changing your zones.
Yeah.
So they have to just wait for the benefits, really.
For holidays for dentists, then, do you have that quite in advance? Do you insist on that, or...?
I do. Try.
Well done.
It's really, it can be tricky, because, cancelling patients is just awful for the reception team. And you guarantee, you're cancelling Shirley Jones, and Shirley Jones has been cancelled twice in the last 3 years. It's just not, you cringe.
Yeah.
So it's almost, I always threaten the dentist that they can be the ones to ring them up and explain. Seems to work.
Lovely. Well, thanks ever so much, Lisa. I'm sure some of those tips were really useful for some of the practices that are looking to start doing this zoning. But thanks very much.
You're welcome.